anywhere near the ball. They're going to double team him.
Welcome back to the Wrangell High Gymnasium here. This is Lyle Huff along with Alicia Mullen. We're going to bring you second quarter play here of the Wrangell Wolves and the Haynes Glacier Bears opening play in Region 5 tournament on the boys' side. And, of course, our girls are up there playing the Wrangell girls right now. So if you, I guess you could take the radio with you and go to the ball game, watch that game, and listen to ours, too, at the same time.
Hey, why not?
All right, back out on the court now come the Glacier Bears. And looks like Swinton's going to be coming out on the court this time for the Glacier Bears. Stern's going to be out, and the rest of the starters are the same for the Glacier Bears. Badger, Klinger, Lynch, Green, and now Swinton. Comes left-hand side to Lynch. Looks like the Wolves are going to drop back a little bit, play a little zone defense right now. As they come out to Green, stop, jumper about 10, good. So Matthew Green steps right inside, finds a little break and fake hole in there, and is able to pop it in. All right, Stokes goes left-hand side, and they'll reverse it all the way around to Dingwald. He holds the ball, comes back out to Stokes, way beyond the key. Glacier Bears stay in that man-to-man defense. Just beginning second quarter play, Wrangell leads by 12 to 9, and they have the basketball. Stokes, long three-pointer, a little bit short. Lynch comes away with it, gives up his dribble. Comes back in the hands of Klinger. He stops, and that's a wise move on his part. He gives it out to a guard, and they'll get the ball back down. The Badgers will set it up. They go left-hand side to Lynch. Hustling out nicely was Gerald to cut that off. Now they go to the baseline to Swinton. He's double-teamed, and he's going to be tied up. And an alternating possession goes to the Wrangell Wolves here. Swinton was down just a little bit too low, didn't have too many places to go. Plus, he was double-teamed, turned right into the double-team, and got tied up right away. Dingwall stopped, jumper from the free throw line, in and out. No, comes down hard for his rebound, and now there's going to be a foul as Badger had it. And then Bryce Gerald tried to knock it away. And Bryce kind of said, looked at the referee and said, well, you know, okay, I did it. Well, it was pretty obvious he did. All right. Being that that's the 10th foul in the first half of play, we're going to be shooting two for the Glacier Bears here, so they definitely need to take advantage of this. Badger at the free throw line, hasn't scored yet, rolls around off the front, no. Three-point lead by the Wolves, 12-9. Bounces it a couple of times. This one's on its way off the front of the iron. No rebound. Comes back down on the hands of the Wolves. And quickly down the floor was Gillen as he got that board and turned and came hard to the hoop. But he is stopped. Now they'll go right-hand side to Dingwald. Now they get back to Stokes, back to Dingwald. Made a move down the lane. Loses it, however. Ends up in the hands of Green all the way to Lynch. Lynch puts it up, and the ball is knocked out of bounds by Gerald Bryce. Gerald, he really hustled down there and was able to get it. He had the right angle and came in, and as Lynch put the shot up, he just swatted it out. And, of course, you could hear that little cheer in the background. All right, Glacier Bears with the ball under their hoop. Out to Badger, three-pointer on the way. No. Fought for goes off of one of the Glacier Bears. Looks like Lynch, and it's going to be Wrangell basketball under the Glacier Bear basket. All right, they come up the court here slowly, right-hand side. Glacier Bears come up. They go left hand or right hand side to Gerald. He wants that baseline. Stops, pushes his way down. He's caught underneath. Now there's going to be a foul. He got himself down there. He didn't have any place to go.
Exactly. Had no option but to try to fight it out.
Yeah. And he got bailed out on the foul as Josh Stearns, or I mean Matthew Green, picks that personal out. Wolves with the basketball. Oh, all alone, nobody around, up and in. As Tyler Gillen was able to pick that one up, and he had a nice little bucket from about 2 feet away on the left-hand side. Goes to Swinton, long three, no. Rebound fought for. Audison comes down with it. They kick the ball back down. Stop, puts up the shot, and goes up and in by Gillen. Nice quick hustle, two passes, and they had the lay-in. Well, the Wolves extended the lead 16-9 here with two quick buckets. Goes to Green, over to Badger. He looks inside, can't find anybody. They're playing a high, low post now. Ends out to the side, shot by Green. Doesn't go, and there's going to be a foul off of the rebound. Lots of fouls so far in this game. Going to be on 1-5. That'll be Lynch.
Lynch. It was
Lynch.
On 14.
Yeah, 14. So that'll be his second personal foul. And they're shooting a 1-1 now. Looks like Coach Fossen wants to take a 30-second timeout here to talk things over. But, well, the Wolves took advantage of it. The Glacier Bears were slow getting back, and two quick lay-ins out of it. I mean, they had two passes, and they had it.
Yeah, Gillen definitely capitalized on, you know, not being noticed and being right there, not having anyone around him. So
yeah, they filled that lane, and he got really a pretty easy shot out of it.
He did.
And Glacier Bears, on the other hand, they've got to make sure they start recognizing, because basically I think what's happening here is Coach Stokes releases one, and either right side or left side, depending on where the rebound comes, and the Glacier Bears have to make that adjustment. That may be what Coach Fossman's talking about, too, when he took that quick timeout.
Getting them aware of it. Well, this will be the fifth attempt. So far, the Wrangell Wolves are 2 out of 4 from the line. So
Gerald shot off the back of the iron. No, he missed that one. And rebound comes back down to the Glacier Bears, and Badger will bring it up. On the dribble, 5:30 to go here in the first half of play. Goes to Lynch. He's double-teamed. He kicks the ball back out to Klinger. He wants to go down the lane. Audison stops him. Stops, puts up the jumper a little bit too hard off the glass. Rebound comes back down to Stokes. Stokes takes the dribble. Keeps it alive. He'll set it up. Alley-oop inside. Knocked away by Lynch, however, into the hands of Badger. Wasn't a good decision that time by Stokes. And Glacier Bears end up with the basketball. Badger goes right-hand side to Stern. Back to Badger. Long three on the way, and he's got it. So Jordan Badger waits to score, and he finally gets three, and he cuts the end of that lead, 16-12. But all around, and just Stokes just gives a little head fake and went right in and laid that one up and got the defender on his hip, and he had an easy little lay-in out of it. Back to Lynch. He's double-teamed on the side. Gets knocked away. Ball ends up in the hands of Audison. He'll get it back over to Stokes, three-pointer on the way, no rebound, fought for underneath, and there's a whistle as we had people coming to the basketball. The outside official called it, and he's going to call it on Mickey Audison. That'll be his third personal foul, so when Stokes is up right away, coach says, I got to get somebody in there, and coming off the bench will be Davis Dow again. I don't think we're going to see Audison anymore in this first half of play here. Six-point lead.
I'd be surprised if we did.
Yeah. Six-point lead by the Wolves right now, but the Glacier Bears are at the free throw line for two as they're in the double bonus situation. Shot's on its way, bounces high around, back and forth. He hit every piece of the iron, but it wouldn't go in as Kyle just wasn't able to get that one as Kyle Klinger will get another chance here.
He's 1 out of 3 from the line tonight. So,
and this time he uses the backboard. And it worked, and it went in, and so he picks up his second point of the evening. 5-point lead by the Wolves. They have the basketball. Right-hand side is Gillen. He brings the ball back out to Dow. He just stops, free throw line, shot come up a bit short, however, and goes out of bounds. Nobody really picked him up. He could have probably gone another step and at least got a little bit closer, but maybe he was just surprised he was so wide open. Badger comes down, almost loses the ball. Now he kicks it to the right-hand side to Swinton. Swinton takes a couple dribbles. Shots on the way, partially checked, however, and the ball comes back down in the hands of Stokes. Blake Stokes takes the dribble, gives it up, goes left-hand side all the way around. Nice ball movement. Howell's got it. Now they come back out to Stokes. Back to Howell. Stop. Jumper from just inside the three-point arc. Misses, however. Rebound comes back down in the hands of Gillen, and they'll reverse it back around. Stokes frees. Puts up a little shot from the free throw line, a little bit short. Rebound is knocked away. Now there's going to be a foul. Stearns wanted the ball and then just kind of kept coming after it. So he's going to be whistled for the foul. That'll be Josh Stearns' third personal foul. That's what they put up on the board. So we're right there. And Lynch is going to have to check back into the ball game real quick here. At the free throw line. Aaron Howe, he's got 2 points so far tonight. Has not been to the free throw line. This one's on its way, and he's got it. For the second chance. And coming off the bench, okay, now they got it sorted out. So coming off the bench is Dingwald, and he'll get a little opportunity here. He's got two fouls so far, so he's going to have to be a little careful. He wants to stay in there. 3:49 to go in the first half. Shots rattled around, and the rebound comes down to Klinger, but then there's a whistle right away, Bryce Gerald over the back, so we're walking the other direction now to shoot free throws here. And that's the eighth team foul now on the on the Glacier Bears. So now with 10 and 8, everybody's going to be shooting all the time here for the last 3:49 of the first half of play. Klinger kind of struggling from there. He's 2 for 4 and missed that one too. Got 2 points in the ball game, both those coming from the free throw line. On its way.
Keeping it
well,
50%.
He did the same thing. He banked her off the backboard, and that one went in. Maybe he should do that both times. All right, down the right-hand side come the Wolves. As Howell comes back out to the top, and they'll reverse it back around. The Wolves like to set up way beyond the three-point arc to start with. Then they go to either the right or left-hand wing, and then the cutters start coming across, kind of an X pattern. And looks like they're going to turn the ball over this time as Stokes wasn't able to hang on to it as he got the pass. Comes back out to Green, stops, wanted the shot, good defense. Now back out to Badger, three-pointer on the way, and he's got it. Jordan Badger's picked up his 6 points. He's the leading scorer for the Glacier Bears right now, and he's tightened this ball game right back up. 19-17, 3 minutes, 8 seconds to go here in the first half. Out at the top is Gillen, keeping the dribble. Back to Stokes. Blake keeps the dribble alive now. He wants the screen. Now they go back inside as they try to go to Gerald. He can't do anything with it. Back to Dingwald. He puts the ball on the floor, goes off of his foot and out of bounds. So it's going to be Glacier Bear basketball. A little half-court pressure being applied by the Wolves. Now they quickly break it. However, the Glacier Bears get it down to Lynch. Back to Badger. Alley-oop inside to Klinger. Turns around. Gets it knocked out of his hands. He needs to keep the ball up high and put it down low. Comes back down to Gillen. He puts it up, rolls around, no. And rebound fought for. Glacier Bears come up with it. Badger brings the dribble down, stops. He's double-teamed in the corner, but he gets it back out, and there's going to be a whistle. They kind of got their feet tied up here. Tyler Gillen did a little bit with Badger, and 3-4. That'll be his first personal foul. There's been a ton of free throws opportunities and a lot of fouls so far in this first half of play. Part of it goes
Gillen
with.
Tried to get out of the way there and just couldn't do it in time, yeah.
And the shot by Swinton is good. So he picks up his first point of the evening from the free throw line. He'll get a second, 19-18. He could tie the ball game up here. This one's off the front of the iron, no. Rebound fought for Green. Everybody tied up here. Let's see. Possession arrow is going to go to the Glacier Bears. So they'll set up under their basket. They'll set up on the right-hand side. Swinton will inbound. He's got the ball looking. And Klinger comes across, going to be tapped and off of Klinger's hands as one of the Wolves got their hands on it, and Klinger wasn't able to hang on to it, and it goes out of bounds on him. So 2:24 to go here in this first half of play. Glacier Bears back in their man-to-man defense. They sag to the side. They come across. Nothing happening here. Wolves just working it. Out at the top, just passing and cutting. Now they go left-hand side. Couple of dribbles, they come back out. Back to Stokes, he's on the left-hand side. Lynch puts a little pressure on. Nice defense by Lynch there as he kept Stokes from going to the hoop. Now come back out to Gerald, back to Stokes. They spread the court pretty well here. Glacier Bears 2-3 zone defense. Now they've dropped back a little bit here, and they're just going to let him pass it around out there. I think Coach is tired of him cutting through the lane and getting the easy lay-in out of it, so he's putting more folks in there. Nobody comes out. Long three-pointer, no. Rebound fought for underneath, and it's going to be tied up as the Wolves put up the shot here. They're a little patient on it, and it's going to be possession arrow going to the Wolves under their basket, right-hand side. Coming off the bench is number 24, Allen, for the Wolves. 1:40 to go here. Wolves lead by one, 19-18. Looking, still can't get the ball in. Now they come across the top. And Gerald goes across. They come right to Stokes. He holds the ball over his head. Lynch just kind of lets him out there. Now Stokes takes a couple of dribbles. Kicks it back. They go inside. Nice pass. They go inside. Oh, all alone. Puts up the shot. Allen, he missed it, however. Rebound comes back down. The Wolves come away with it. Fight for it underneath. Who's going to come up with it? The Wolves do with 1:19 to go in the first half. Shot on the three-point line. No, doesn't go. Rebound comes down to Green for the Wolves. They had four nice opportunities there, just couldn't get it to go. Badger goes right-hand side to Green. Kicks the ball back out to Badger. Badger out beyond the three-point arc. Left-hand side, they go to Lynch. Down low, trying to post up with Swinton, but he's going to be fouled now. Let's see. The foul is going to be on Lynch, I think. 1-4, yes. It's going to be on Lynch. That'll be his third personal foul. He kind of got caught in no man's land there, and wasn't much he could do about it. It just kind of happened.
Those feet get tangled up, and you just can't get out of it.
Well, the kids are playing hard. You know, they're working hard for everything and diving to the floor and all that stuff. They just are not quite a little under control sometimes. All right, looks like Palmieri's going to come into the ball game for the Glacier Bears. Lynch with that third personal has to come out for sure. Gerald at the line, bounces off the back. No, Klinger comes down with it. They kick the ball out real quick. And down the court comes Green, kicks the ball back out to Swinton, right-hand side. Can't find anybody, comes back out to Badger. 45 seconds to go in the first half of play. Coach Fossman stands up, calls the play that he wants to run. Oh, it went right through Palmieri's hands and out of bounds. Part of that was Jordan's fault, too, because Palmieri was turning to bring his man in and then come back out to receive the ball, but Jordan gave him the ball while he was going the other direction. That'll all work it out, though, as time goes. They go right-hand side. Now, oh, nice shot that time is Jared Allen, and he picks up a three. He says, I'm coming off the bench. I'm shooting. All right, 22-18. Klinger all alone underneath there. They just couldn't get him the ball that time. Nobody was back. He had his hands up there. Now they try to go inside, knocked away. 16 seconds to go. Coming down the right-hand side is Bryce Gerald. Stops, puts up the shot, in and out, no rebound, fought for. Who comes up with it? Wolves do, puts up the shot by Howell, and he's going to be fouled. He's going to get two shots on it. Wolves are scrapping after every rebound.
Foul's 5 seconds left in the game.
5 seconds left in this first half of play, and it's going to be Klinger's second personal foul. And at the free throw line is Aaron Howell. He is 1-for-1. He misses this one, however. He's got 3 points in the ball game. He'll get another opportunity here as both teams are in the double bonus right now. 5.4 seconds to go here in the first half. Glacier Bears can come away with a rebound, a couple passes, get an easy lay-in out of it here. Shot's on its way. This one's off the back of the iron, but gets the rebound back, and he forces up the shot, and now he's going to be tied up. It's going to be a tie-up. It could have gone either direction on that one, I think, but with 2.8 seconds to go in the half, Glacier Bears are going to get the basketball off the alternating possession. So some pressure is going to be applied. Swinton will have the basketball. He gets it into Badger. Badger's up across the half court. Stop. Shot will count if it goes in and
oh,
out.
Oh, and very that close.
Thing, that thing went down about all the way and then bounced back out again as Jordan got across the half court line, realized he had to put the shot up, and he did, but it bounced around anyway. Well, we're going to finish this first half of play with the Wrangell Wolves coming away with 22 points in that first half. Haynes Glacier Bears, 18 points, so only a 4-point lead by the Wrangell Wolves right now.